Presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, a series of programs about your soldiers in the camps and hospitals of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. In tribute to the unbroken line of patriots who have died so that freedom might live, the 344th Army Service Forces Band, the chorus, and Private First Class Michael Stewart join to make their solemn entry on the pages of our notebook titled Memorial Day. In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our face. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders field. Private Roger Young was the smallest man in his company, but the heroic feat which caused his death and brought him the highest honor his country could bestow, the Medal of Honor, was one of the greatest to come out of this war. We pay tribute to Roger Young and the many unsung heroes of the infantry as Private First Class Michael Stewart and the chorus present the stirring ballad by Private Frank Lesser, Roger Young.
An ambush lay a company of riflemen, just grenades against machine guns in the gloom. But an ambush till this one of 20 riflemen volunteered to meet his doom. Volunteer, Roger Young. New Georgia in the Solomons stands a simple wooden cross alone to tell that beneath the silent coral of the Solomons sleeps a man, sleeps a man remembered well.
Hallowed ground throughout the world, on the shores of Omaha Beach in France, in the Philippines, on Iwo Jima, in Burma, Africa, and now in Germany, sleep American men. Row upon row of carefully tended crosses, memorials to their bravery, mark their resting place. These memorials are not enough. Let us make theirs a memorial that can never be destroyed. It must have as much significance in the days of peace for which our soldiers are fighting as it has in the present days of war. It can't be built solely of mortar and metal, but rather in our hearts, the knowledge that we will do all in our power to see that these men will not have died in vain. Yes, in our hearts alone stands the only memorial worthy of our valiant soldiers of freedom.
night dims the sky, and the stars dim the sky, gleaming bright from a
listening to Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. Your announcer is Sergeant Forrest Atwell.